At the 2012 National Agricultural Aviation Association Convention, I am visiting with Dr. Gary Fellows with BASF, and it's great to see you here, Gary. Let's talk a little bit about the products that BASF has that can be applied aerially that would be of interest to these folks.
Well, I want to lead off right away with Headline Amp on corn. Headline Amp is our premier product for corn production applied at tassel timing on. And I think many of the aerial applicators have already found how successful that is for them, and the growers have as well. Now, we're very excited this year in that we're launching Preaxer fungicide, a new fungicide which can be used on corn and soybeans. Primarily in the corn, it's a pre-tassel application, and in soybeans, it covers the entire spectrum for application. Now, Preaxer is also going to be registered in potatoes and sugar beets and wheat as well. And so it really covers a lot of new areas, and Preaxer contains a second mode of action, one called Zemium, and the combination of those with the Headline or the F500 that's in Headline, that's in Preaxer, plus the Zemium, creates a very powerful, long residual fungicide, which gives us great plant health benefits as well.
Well, you mentioned right up front Headline Amp. Do I understand it right that most of that is applied aerially?
I think Headline Amp is almost exclusively applied by air. I mean, the problem is there's just not that many ground clearance sprayers that are available today that can cover a tall tassel timing and do it with the precision and the speed of which an aerial applicator can do. The amount of acres that need to be covered really, really demand that the aerial applicators take part in this, and then they've been wildly successful doing that.
Let's go to talking about things like label updates, rate changes. In 2012, are there some that these applicators should be aware of?
Well, I think the biggest thing that to be aware of this year is, again, the launch of Preaxer fungicide. We haven't done any significant label changes that I know of that affect the aerial applicators outside of that. We have launched some other new products in other markets, for example, Liquid Facet in the rice country that we're switching over our current facet to our Liquid Facet. It's a much easier formulation to work to mix in the airplane. It also works very well, actually increases the activity on the grasses that we've come to know with Facet. Again, Preaxer is a new registration that came on late last year, late enough that we were only able to get a limited amount out this year or in the 2012 season. But in 2013, surely that will be our lead product for a lot of markets.
So let's turn to research. When it comes to aerial application research, what is BASF currently doing?
Well, we're continuing to do a lot of different work, working at gallonage, working at different adjuvants, how we use those and incorporate those into the aerial applications, how we change our formulations and how we work formulations to maximize the amount of product being deposited on the crop and minimize the amount of off-target movement. So we've been working in all three different areas as well as working with doing research with aerial application specialists throughout the U.S. to say, how do we set up an airplane to maximize coverage, minimize off-target movement?
When it comes to a technical perspective, how does BASF continue to support this aerial application industry?
Well, the NAAA is a really important industry to us because it really is. There's a lot of our products that have to go on by air, and so we're very supportive of that industry. To start out, for example, we've been awarding scholarships to young pilots trying to get into the industry where it's an expensive learning time because you need to build up your airtime, go through the training, and we've been successful or helpful in setting up some scholarships there. We've also been supporting the PASS program, which is a training program that's provided during the winter time and the off months to aerial applicators to help them learn new things about safety, about technology, about equipment, about regulations as well. The third area which we've done is we've continued to support the aerial application fly-ins that are sponsored by the NAAA, and these are where the pilots can bring those planes to a landing strip, test those patterns over a landing strip, and make sure that their planes are applying what they need to at the right rates and have their planes set up and ready for application.
So how important is that calibration testing that they do at these Operation Safe fly-ins?
That calibration testing and setting up the airplane is really critical because this is a professional organization, the NAAA, and they do a professional job. And one of those things that they do is to set their airplanes up correctly to, again, maximize the on-target of the application of the fungicides to the corn, but minimize any off-target movement. And that makes it a more successful application with less drawbacks.
I know we've probably touched on a couple of the answers to this question, but what is BASF working on to help move the aerial application industry forward?
Well, again, we want to work directly with them. We've helped with scholarships to start new pilots or help start new pilots out in unions of the industry. We've been supportive of their fly-ins where they calibrate their airplanes, and we've also been supportive of their PASS program, which allows them to train the pilots, the existing staff of pilots that are out there and operators today, to make a more professional unit, to give them keep them up to date with any new regulations, rules, and safety rules.
Okay, well, very nice overview of how BASF is working with the aerial application industry, and especially here at this NAAA convention in Savannah. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.